And really, really pleased to say good morning to internationally renowned medium and psychic. It is June Field. Good morning, June.
Good morning, Dan. So lovely to be back.
Oh, it's lovely to see you back. Thank you so much for coming in again this morning.
My pleasure. How are you?
I
am very well. I know you're going to ask me some crucial questions, so I'm just ready. I'm bolstering myself.
Right,
I hope
okay.
I don't get lynched.
We're going to come to some predictions for various football teams very shortly. Don't worry, we'll be talking about that. But it must be about a year since you've been down, I would imagine. It's something
it
like that, isn't it, really? What have you been up to in this last year?
Oh, gosh, I've just been really busy. I have been. It's chock-a-block.
Really?
I've been in the States. I've been all over UK.
Right, okay.
I've been doing healings, readings, and we're at Seattle next month to do...
Seattle?
Ah, quality.
Oh, wow, wait, Fraser Town.
Yeah, there's not very good weather over there, I don't think, at this time.
Oh, really?
Oh, is it not?
So I won't be getting a tan, so I'm over there. But I've just been really, really busy and enjoying it, travelling, meeting lots of people like yourself.
Well, that's the aim, isn't it, really? You're speaking to as many people as you can. I mean...
touching as many people as I can.
Yes, indeed.
Touching as many people as I can.
Yes, indeed. Let's talk about, because we just talked about this just before, I saw on your website some photos of yourself at the FIFA 17 awards. What was that look like? That looked star-studded.
Well, the FIFA was absolutely spectacular.
Yeah.
It was at the London Palladium, VIP ticket. John Smith, good friend, gave me a ticket, and all
Very
the
nice.
Footballers were there. Ronaldo, two rows in front. Diego Maradona, just a few rows.
Wow!
Yes.
Good
all
lord!
All of these people, and then over the road in the Aqua, the after party, champagne flowing, absolutely wonderful evening. I spent my time talking to Sergio of Kasabian because he was a lovely guy.
Ah, Sergio from Kasabian was there as well.
He was playing there and he was at the party and he admired my jacket. He goes, "Your jacket was multicoloured." He goes, "It's the best in here." And I went, "Thank you, Sergio."
That's so cool. I like that you got a picture with Sean Dyche, Burnley manager. Mm.
Yes.
See, our leader here, Sam Bridges, would be very, very jealous of that. He's a Burnley fan.
He's a lovely man, but they're all very tall. I'm only 5'2", and they're all really tall. And I've had to say, look, well, you'll need to kind of crouch down a little bit. So,
yeah,
but they're just down-to-earth nice people, just lovely guys.
It'd be remiss for me not to ask for Sam, will Sean Dyche take the Everton job? Don't answer that.
Okay.
But I would imagine, coming from sort of like a non-football world, that would have been quite an eye-opener, seeing all these like massive football stars there.
Well, it was better because I didn't know who they were, really, all of them. They were just nice people.
Mm.
And so, therefore, you just treat them as nice people.
Yeah.
And you just chat away to them. You don't have that initial, oh, my gosh, you know, I just went, hiya, how are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That sort of thing. So, no, it was good. It was definitely different. It was an eye-opener. There was a lot of different people there, a lot of different people. John Stapleton was there as well. I think I spotted him in that party. Yeah, there was a few celebs there, good few celebs. I think Paul Schofield was there.
Was there any people but worse for wear maybe, falling about?
Yeah, at the end of the evening. The champagne was flowing. I've never seen so much champagne.
Really?
Honestly, you would just go in and there would be people with trays, etc. It was a really fabulous evening.
That's a life.
Oh, it's not bad, is it, really? I do like a little bit of VIP action, I must
admit.
Lovely.
They were just lovely.
Mm. And you met the chief, the FIFA head,
yes,
Gianni Infantini.
Yes. And he was a lovely man. He was very down-to-earth, lovely, polite gentleman.
Oh, it's good to hear.
I think that's the nicest thing I've heard anyone say about
him. I think so, yeah. I think so. You obviously had a good one there. obviously, really, still really, really busy. I wanted to ask you about something that's on your website, which is a TV show that you got involved with, Battle of the Psychics.
Yes.
Because I never saw this TV show. How did you get involved with this, and what was that all about?
Well, they actually called me and asked me if I would take part in it, and I thought it was just a hoax, and I went, oh, yeah, because I get calls like that all the time.
Yeah.
But then they said, no, we are the biggest TV channel in the Ukraine, and... So they said, come for a week's casting. And there were 70,000 psychics worldwide. 70,000.
Is that how many there are in the world? Right, okay.
That's how many went into this competition, 70,000. Yeah. And during the casting week, I had to look at photographs, and a photograph and be filmed and something in an envelope, and they said, can you tell us who's alive or who's dead? And I said, right. Well, this person's alive and they're left-handed. This one's got problems with her stomach, and it happened to be the producer's family. And so I was pushed straight into the show.
Wow. Wowee.
Did you have to go to Ukraine?
I lived in Ukraine for seven months.
You?
I lived right opposite.
7 months?
Right opposite the football stadium in Kiev.
Wowee. So what was that experience like? I'd imagine, you know, living in another country for that amount of time, first of all, was quite, you know,
it was
fun.
Awful.
Oh, right, okay. So not great at all then. Okay. Right.
It was a very horrendous experience.
Really?
The language, the country, everything's different.
Yeah.
And the tasks that we had to do. But Uri Geller said I was the most specific psychic that he'd ever seen.
Wowee.
He was one of the judges. Yeah.
So the filming went on over 7 months?
7 months, and we filmed sometimes 15 hours a day. And I, you know, it was difficult, and it was cold. It was very cold, minus 22 sometimes.
Oh, no.
And your face got sore, minus 22. But the finding a murderer, I did do filming where I found a murderer. They asked me to hold on to a piece of evidence, and I described the murderer in 99.9% tattoo on the shoulder, scar on the hand, number plate of the car. And 9 months later, he murdered again. He was caught, and he said I was 99.9% accurate. I think that's what catapulted it onto Ukraine, BBC News, etc. And that's what started it all off, I think. After I hadn't won then, but after that competition that aired that, I'd already won it by then, by the time they had
really.
What did you win, any sort of prize or anything?
Yes, I actually won a
trip
huge
out to Ukraine
trophy.
A big trophy.
I was supposed to win £19,000, but they never paid me.
Oh,
a disgrace.
Deary me, that's pretty bad, isn't it, really?
Mm-hmm.
And you got a 7 month very cold holiday out of it.
I met some nice people, but it was difficult. It was difficult.
That sounds like it, yeah.
Because when I went out there, I had just lost my mum.
Right, okay.
I went out there just by myself.
Yeah, still a bit raw, I would imagine.
Very raw.
Yeah.
But I still won it.
Well done. I'm intrigued about finding the killer. Yeah. Because
there's a big bit on the website about that, my website. You can actually see the footage of me on the programme describing the killer in detail. And then 9 months later, he was caught. So the
That's
actual
amazing.
Footage of that show is there. So if you're thinking of me like a radio station, I must have been tuned into the right channel that day.
But I think, definitely.
You've been in Japan as well? Japanese telly?
Yeah, Japanese TV came to my home, yes.
Oh, wow,
wait. They came and filmed in my home. There's a funny story about that, but I can't say it on here. I'll need to tell you. <It's> really.
Now, you're down for the next, day or so, just to do some reading. So there's no actual, show you're promoting down this neck of the woods at the moment. When are you planning to come back and do another show down there, this neck
I'm
of the woods?
I'm back next August.
Next August,
yes,
right,
so
okay.
And I am definitely here in August. I haven't organised doing a show yet, but I might do something next August at the Marriott. I just might, an up close or something like that.
Yeah. Because I've not been to one of your shows yet. But
I invited you.
Yes, I know, and I couldn't make it. You have seen my wife though, which is
she's
marvelous.
Lovely, yes.
Well, she does send her best, she found it a very very interesting experience, and it was certainly worthwhile. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, bless you.
I'm intrigued. I just want to come back to this when you found the killer,
okay?
Because this sort of stuff really really intrigues me. Did you just get a feeling from just looking at a picture of this person?
Well, they were filming the cameras, and I had to sit opposite the girl's father, and I was given a piece of her jewellery, and then they were filming, and they said, you know, what happened to this girl? And I got a picture of her lying a certain way, and I described the crime scene.
Yeah.
I also said that she's not blood related to you, and even then, the people that were filming in Ukraine, producers, they didn't know that she was adopted at 6 months. And then I also said that the gentleman that did it had a tattoo. I just get it all, and I saw the area and what he did for a living.
Yeah.
And the police pulled me aside, and they said that I described a murder scene that I had couldn't possibly have known about. So they asked me to hold on to another object, and they said, does this belong to, what about this object? And I said, oh, this is the same killer that's killed this person. And so they knew they had a serial killer. And they didn't actually find him until I'd won the competition. I'd left because it was 9 months later. He murdered again and he was found. And then it was, you know, our psychic described this killer. He tried to have his tattoo removed. If you go on the website, you'll see actually the news, Ukraine news, and it all went all over about the story and also the footage of me taking part in the show and describing it 9 months previously.
No, I'm going to have a look at that. I think so. That's amazing. That's amazing, isn't it?
Surely should get a reward for that as well. Thing, eh?
My son keeps telling me that I should be doing the lottery numbers, but I just don't get them in the right order.
get
the right numbers.
Do you get that a lot? Do you get a lot of people asking, am I going to be lucky in the lottery and that sort of thing? Mainly people are asking about like lost loved ones?
Bit of both. Some people will say to me nonchalantly, I'll make a buy a lottery ticket, and then before I know it's out, I'll say, don't bother, you're not going to win it, and they're like, So yeah, I get it. I've had people from Las Vegas contact me through email to ask me to predict scores, and they would pay me.
Really?
Good Lord. I said, is that legal? I don't think that's legal, but I haven't done it.
No.
Because what if you get it wrong? You get the lynch mob over it.
Oh, yeah.
The mafia.
Yeah. Especially, in Vegas, if they're putting, not just a pound on something, they're putting more than a pound on things. You'd imagine. Like let's talk some football then, while we've got you here.
Are you ready?
now, interestingly, the last time you came in, you said you did see some sort of like positive times for Leeds United. And I think, like you said with the killer, sort of 99% right. I think 99% of it over the last year has been overridingly positive over the road, hasn't it? New chairman coming in, new owner taking over from Massimo Cellino with Andrea Radrazzani. They've bought back the ground, which is like a huge thing over this last year. They invested in the team, which is like the first time they've done that for a long while. But and they started the season off like an absolute train. Unfortunately, it's gone a little bit downhill in the last, seven losses out of nine, isn't it?
Yeah.
In the last couple of 6 weeks. So it's sort of downward scale. But, everybody's sort of like maybe a little bit like, what's going to happen now? Because they were going so well. June, what can you tell us about Leeds United?
To be honest with you, and this is me being perfectly honest, I think it's going to go down further before it picks up.
Oh, they're not going to like that.
No.
So sorry. Don't shoot the messenger. I can only just give you my perceptions.
Yeah.
Could be totally wrong, but I do feel that it's going to go down further before it's going to start pick up.
Right, okay. I would imagine that then puts the manager, Thomas Christiansen, under a little bit more pressure, doesn't it, Derek? I would say.
Yep. Like I was saying, this Middlesbrough game is huge. They're not going to pick up anything for Wolves, I wouldn't think.
Barnsley's going to be tough.
So I can see where June's coming from there. I think these games, you're struggling to see where they're going to get any points from, really.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of fear over how long the current manager will be in a job, Thomas Christiansen. Does his future look...
Why are you asking me these things?
Got to ask the questions, June. Got to ask the questions.
Well, I get three in my head, so I don't know if there's something to do with 3 games, 3 months, 3 years, three something. But I just feel as if there's going to be shift and there's going to be movement. I think I said that before in here, and I think the manager left the last time.
Yes, he did.
I feel as if there's movement. I just feel unsettled. I really do get an unsettled feel there just now.
Mm-hmm.
But people think, Leeds, it's unsettled, etc. But I do feel it'll pick up. I don't feel finished. I just think we're just on a downer just now.
Yeah.
And it will pick up. But not just now.
Interesting. You're getting the number of three. I'm wondering 3 games. I wonder if that's what they thought. 3 games left. Because I can't imagine
Is it
3 months.
Games are left?
No, a good number. But the next 3 games are tough games.
Yeah. And he's lost 7 out of the last 9.
Okay.
And if he loses the next 3.
If it's 10 out of
12. you can
it's
say
all over. Nobody can survive that.
No, I can't imagine they would.
Okay.
Interesting.
I'm taking the Fifth Amendment. I'm going to be quiet.
Well, before you do, with another Yorkshire team, which are now up in the Premier League, Huddersfield Town. They're in the Premier League. They seem to be doing pretty well. They've started up. They've taken to the Premier League very, very easily, haven't they? Really,
they've enjoyed themselves. Surprised a few people.
Yeah, beaten Manchester United a few weeks back. They've not done bad. I think a lot of people certainly a lot of Leeds United fans look a bit jealous that Huddersfield Town are in the Premier League. What does the Huddersfield Town feeling come to you?
You see, if you say the word Huddersfield Town, I get either a cha-ching in my head or a and I get a ka-ching.
Okay.
So I think that they'll
be making a lot of money.
It's as if, have they just changed all their players?
Yeah.
Because I feel as if there's been a huge change which is going to make a massive impact on this team. Mm. And that's, it just feels as if they've put out with the old, in with the new, and that it's going to be really good. They're taking off now, so there must have been a change with the team.
Yeah, it was a good number of players. I think 10, 11 players came in the summer. So.
Oh, yeah, really quite early on as well, wasn't it?
And they're in the top half of the table, so things are looking rosy.
Things
are looking rosy. I'd be putting my money on there, but not on there.
Yeah.
Just for people that weren't watching on the TV stream, June was pointing at Elland Road. Now it would be remiss not to ask about Rangers. Currently, without a manager, Derek McInnes possibly. My fingers are crossed for Steve McLaren to take charge.
Just say Steve McLaren's not going to get the Rangers job. That's all we need to know, really.
So who is it that's in the running for them?
Derek McInnes.
Yeah, Derek McInnes, Giovanni Van Bronckhorst. His name has been mentioned, the former player.
Steve McLaren.
I don't think Steve McLaren's going to get it. So I think it's just between those two. And Graham Murty is in a caretaker charge, and he's doing quite well, two games.
He's doing all right, isn't he?
And who's Derek?
He's the manager of Aberdeen.
Okay. Well, ka-ching. Okay.
Yeah, I think McInnes is going to be announced, I think, some point next week.
Really? Right. Is it not going to be Steve McLaren? Oh, that's disappointing. Never mind. Would have been real fun.
Bournemouth are Darren's team. They're struggling in the Premier League. Do you think they'll get relegated?
They are.
Bournemouth.
Mm.
I didn't really get a good feel about that either. I'm so sorry.
I knew it.
So sorry.
No, I knew that. I said
you should be a psychic.
We've been there.
You
laughed
at my job.
No. I thought at the beginning of the, we struggled at the beginning of the season. You just thought. Don't know if it's going to go so well for us. We've been there for 3 years.
Why don't we support Huddersfield?
Well, that's a good idea. So just jump from one team to another now, I think. I think that's probably a good idea. You're allowed to have more than one team anyway, aren't you?
No.
You are. You can have your local team and then...
Your local team. Yeah.
I have an affinity with Leeds United purely for the fact of working here for...
Yeah.
However, like 10 years of recovering them. And then I've got an Australian team, Perth Glory.
Very good.
There you go.
That's fair. I'll give you two. Two is enough.
Three. I've got three.
No, two.
Maybe four. Maybe you're allowed to have one in each country then, maybe. I don't know. Mm. That might work. June, you're going to stick around for a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.